Some controversial advice for women was released this week that contradicts long-held recommendations. For years, doctors advised that women get annual mammograms starting at age 40. Now, a doctors group that advises the federal government says women can wait until they're 50, and most can have the test done every 2 years. Commentator Rachel Zimmerman went in for a mammogram a few days ago, thinking it was about time for a checkup. Now, she's thinking twice.
After my mammogram, the tech person, a lovely Russian woman, said she thought everything looked fine. Then, a few days later, the nurse called saying there appeared to be a tiny calcification in one breast. Fairly common, she said. I wouldn't worry too much. She scheduled me for more imaging, tomorrow, at Mount Auburn Hospital. It was the first mammogram I've had in about 8 years, since the birth of my two children. I have no family history of breast cancer and was pretty lax about getting screened again, but my primary care doctor kept telling me to do it. She cited the previous guidelines, get a mammogram every year after age 40. I'm 45. But through the years I was nursing my daughters, I kept putting it off. Finally, when it was clear my breastfeeding days were over, I scheduled the screening. Now, for those of you who haven't had a mammogram, it's really annoying. It involves stretching and flattening your breasts over a hard surface and then squeezing them down so they sit like sandwich meat between incredibly heavy bread. Now, after hearing about the new guidelines that urge women to wait until they're 50 before getting routine mammograms, I feel like canceling my follow-up appointment. But of course, there is the issue of my small, fairly common calcification. While I am healthy, exercise regularly, eat well, and don't smoke, you never know, right? One friend, whose mother died of breast cancer, got a radical mastectomy and hysterectomy after learning she had the gene for breast cancer. So how can I, a journalist, a mother, a curious human being, not find out what is there in my body, guidelines or not? Today, I keep thinking about how, despite our knowledge about science and probability, we expect medicine to be so clear, to give us straight answers and immutable guidelines. I've read all the coverage on the debate. I've talked to my mother, my husband, my women friends. They're also confused. But here I am, between two mammograms, wanting reassurance and clarity, but also understanding that it would probably be okay to wait. Or would it?
Commentator Rachel Zimmerman lives in Cambridge. She writes about healthcare and edits the Common Health blog at WBUR.org. You can add your comments to the conversation there. You can also hear more about mammograms on Point beginning at 10 o'clock today.